Tonight, the boys, we're going to be learning the most essential halachas on how to make the tzitzis. So I want to look at this, see inside, and Beis Hashem tomorrow, I was thinking of actually bringing some tzitzis as well. But we're going to look at it inside tonight, and I've got, the boys, here again, evidence that we learned it last time. Here it is, the evidence. Whoever needs evidence that we did learn it, here it is. Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Good. Absolutely. It will go up for sale, and watch out. It's the Ashkenazi. We're going to be covering the Ashkenazi way tonight. Yeah. But you're right, yeah. Watch out, Rabbi Yisrael. It goes up in price. The value goes up as we are talking. Yeah, you can go on eBay to see the full things. Yeah?
Can we do lunch? I've got yacht sites tomorrow. For my late father, can we learn in Shomer?
So is it your side tonight or tomorrow evening?
Yeah, no, it's tonight.
Okay, so there should be the shiur should be Le'ilu Nishmas.
Noson ben Dov Shaga.
Noson ben Dov Shaga, the Neshama Shev Naliya. How many years ago was in Iftar?
About 38 now.
38, wow, the Neshama Shev Naliya. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let us see these halachas now a little bit inside, and we'll be addressing it. I think it's worthwhile going through the whole Sif Yudalet, and then re-looking at it in a minute again. Rabbi Yisrael, Simon Yudalet, Sif Yudalet, Yikach, Abochotim Mitzadze, Abochotim Mitzadze. Okay, starting point is, you go and you get, normally if you go in a shop, you're going to buy the little packet of tzitzis. You will find in every packet you'll find just the right amount. You're going to take out four corners. You're going to take out four strings. Out of those four strings, three of them are going to be the same size. One of them is going to be significantly longer. That's the shamash. And that's the one that we need to keep in mind. That's the one that is going to go round and round and round and round. And that one, therefore, is going to be longer. So you take three regular length strings and one longer string. What you do is yikach abo chutim mitzad ze veabo mitzad ze viyik shne pomim zal gav ze viyikach shne pomim zal gav ze veach kachik yikroch chut haorich saviv hashivo ktsas kichoyz vekoyish shne pomim zal gav ze vekoyz vekoyich. What you do is you take the four strings and you put it through the hole. Anyone might as well use this just to have a bit of an idea. So what you do is, it will look exactly like this. We look exactly like this, imagine, there's no tzitzis, it's just the strings. You'll have long tzitzis, longer than that. And you take four, one of them is a lot longer, and you put them through the hole. And then you do them exactly half-half. So it will look like this, not through the hole. Forget about the kichos, forget about this. You have now eight, which are two times four, really. Well, it's four strings, doubled over, you've got eight. You put them now through here. You make sure they're all the same length, besides the one that is a lot longer, but otherwise they're the same length. What you do now is, the first thing that you've got to do, practically speaking, Shulchan doesn't tell us that, but practically speaking, what you've got to do is you put a lot of weight on it, otherwise it's going to go sour. You could, it's just the best way to put a few svarim on it, or books, or svarim. You put over here, so you've got a lot of weight. Okay, now you've got them. What you do now is, the first thing you've got to do is you're going to make, which is really, really important, both halachically and practically, you make the double knot, which is the knot over here. We have discussed extensively the right angle and the right location of this. You've got to make sure that it's pretty tight, like this, not too tight, a little bit tight, not too tight. And you make sure that it is not too loose. It mustn't be too loose. If it's too loose, it's going to dangle over and it's going to be underneath the corner, which is no good. So you've got to tighten it quite. You've got to tighten it a little bit. Some have you make double knot. Now, this double knot is really important because according to many opinions, you've at that point actually fulfilled the deraisa. Yep. You fulfilled the deraisa. Not good enough, but it's a good start. So you make a double knot, once and twice. And now comes the krichos. Now, what we're going to be learning is that the krichos, and that's really important, the krichos, where I've done now the red, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See, these are the double knots. The red are the double knots. Can you see that? The red is a double knot. You're going to end up doing one double knot, two double knots, three double knots, four double knots, five double knots. In between that, you do what is called the kichos. The kichos are the
wraps.
That's it. Wraps. You do it. And our minig is, and that's not so significant. I mean, I don't want to. We're going to do that. Shulchan Aruch does speak about, but it's not a key point for this. It's a secondary point. Our minig is to do svadim do different, but our minig is to do 7, 9, 11, 13. But of much more importance, of greater importance, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is the length between the double knots, the length between the double knots. Which means, like, can you see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And there's different types of wraps of kichos around it. Yet, what is more important is that there's one agudal, meaning one thumb's length, which we normally look between like 3 or 4 centimeters, between the double knots.
Are we good? Well, isn't that mamid if you have 7, 9, 11?
No, absolutely not. Because if you've got 7 times and you've got 13 times, inevitably, this would really be a bit tighter than this.
There's a minimum still,
though. No, that's the amount you do. You do 7, 9, 11, 13. So, what we are looking at, what Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us now, is that despite the fact that you've got over here 7, 9, 11, 13, you should make sure that the distance between the double knots are equal. Between 1 and 2 should be 1 agudal. Between 2 and 3 should be 1 agudal. Between 3 and 4 should be 1 agudal. Between 4 and 5 should also be 1 agudal.
That's very hard.
So all he needs to do is that you make this a little bit looser and this a little bit less looser, all the way to this tight.
So
and that's the way they're done. You look at any tzitzis, they're done properly. You will see there are, it's not my mistake, it is. This is going to be looser and this is going to be tighter. And that's the way to do it because you want to have 1 agudal, 2 agudal, 3 agudal, 4 agudal. That's the way it's done.
How long is it going
to
go for? About an inch?
So according to many poskim, it's about 3 to 4 centimeters. Now, what a Shulchan Aruch is... Oh, something's gone wrong over here. I don't know if I'm that boring or something's happened. I don't know. Now, what is also of similar importance is that can you see where it says 1/3 and 2/3? What is the significance of that?
1/3 should be...
Yeah. So all this together, all the double knots plus the kichos, all of that together should be 1/3, and then this should be 2/3. If you buy the commercially available tzitzis, which are in packets, they're actually done exactly according to that size. They will work out perfect. It will work out perfect. You won't have to cut with your teeth and get dentures. You can just assume that if you get it right, the tzitzis will be just the right size, generally speaking. So that's the way it works. Let's see this in San Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so Yikach Abo Chutin, you put him in, as we just said. I'm just going from the beginning again. Chutin mitzadzeh, Abo mitzadzeh. So 4 times 2, you got 8. V'yikshu shnei poim zeh al gav zeh. You then do the double knot. V'achkach yikro chut ha'orech sovi v'ashivo k'tzas kichos. You take the long one. I will use the word which the poets can call. It's the shamash. It's the shamash. You take the long one. The long string, the extra long string, and that's the one you use to make the kichos around it, the wrappings around it. You made the double dots. And so you should do. So you should do. You're going to end up, ultimately, you're going to have 5 times double knots. 5 double knots. And you're going to have 4 kichos in between. Is wrapping the right word? Is it? Yeah? You're going to have 4 sets of wrappings? No. What's the right word? You're going roundings?
Twisting.
5, you're going to have 4 twelves, four sets of twistings?
12.
Huh?
12.
12. It's not 12s. Because it's, you got 7 times, 4 sets of 12s.
Yeah?
Yeah? You're going to have 4 sets of 12s and you're going to have 5 double knots. That's what Shulchan Aruch is telling us. וכן יעשה עד שישלים לחומש קשורים כפולים והבוא אווירים ביניהם אליהם קריחויס. אין שיעה לקריחויס.
Rotations?
Yeah. Four sets of rotations. Yeah, I'm for it, yeah. אני בעד. Rotation sounds good. So, you got that. Now, רבוי סי, what does that mean? Ain't she a krichos? What does he mean? Ain't she a krichos?
How many times round?
Yeah. So what is ain't she a krichos?
It's not to be 7, 8, right?
So what ain't she a krichos means is that we wrote down 7, 9, 11, 13, which is the universally Ashkenazish accepted minig. But really, if you get it wrong, ain't she a krichos?
Rolls.
In English, means rolls and rolls. In Russian, it's rolls, isn't it? Rolls. Yeah. Rolls, yeah. Okay.
Is it a coincidence, or is it
maybe? I don't know. Is it etymological? I don't know. Sounds like a good. I don't know. Yeah. So, so you do it Angelic, which means basically, Rabbi Sai, that if the figures over here that we've got, this minic that is a universally off frequent 7, 9, 11, if you don't have that figure, if, let's say you made a mistake, or something went loose, or something went wrong, it doesn't matter, but the Eved, it's certainly not a problem. Not even, it's still okay. So, Ein Shir Lekichos.
What's the reason again for the 7, 9, 11?
Okay, well, the Mishavu says why. The Mishavu says why, Hashem Echad, whatever, but let's leave that for now. So that is, but what is of far greater significance is the fact that you have four sets of rotations and five double knots. That's far more important. The amount of rotations you do, that's of secondary significance. Ein shele kichos, rak shu kol hakoch v'akshorim, all what you do gotta appreciate is kol hakoch v'akshorim roicha v'abo gudolim v'anov shmoyne gudolim. Of supreme importance is that you gotta do this 1/3 and this 2/3. So really what we've got to know is that, yes, there will be 7, 9, 11, 13, but you've got to be much more careful in the fact that you got to, let's see, I'm taking random tzitzis over here. So if they've done it right, and if this is still kosher, then this is meant to be
1/3,
and this is meant to be 2/3. It's a very easy way of checking out. How do you check it out? You do like this, you fold it down, and now you fold it up.
It's pretty good.
It's not absolutely precise, but it's pretty good.
It's a bit long or short.
It won't matter. It won't matter. Shorter will be a problem. Longer is not a problem. So here you've got pretty accurate.
That means if it's less than 2/3.
It's not good. Shulchan Aruch, that's what Shulchan Aruch is saying. You should have, yeah. If it goes a bit longer, it's okay. But it should have at least 2/3, 1/3. So that's what he says. Oh, hello there. Okay, so how does that work now? Are we doubled over here? Okay.
Other one's not working.
Okay, sorry.
Oh. What about surprise?
Okay, so you got to have 1/3 and 2/3. If you did a bit longer, you should try as much as possible. The proportion should be accurate. But again, if the strings go a bit longer, it doesn't matter, but you should try as much as possible that you've got the proportions right. 1/3, 2/3. Now, in terms of the custom is, can you get the custom? The minhag is generally do 7. First, 7 rotations. Uvesheni, the second set of rotations is Tesha. 9. Uveshlishi, the third set, 11. Uverevi, and the fourth, 13. Why? Sha'olim kulam aboim, you got, well, to be very precise, how much is it? How much is 7 plus 9? Plus 11, plus 13, she'olim kulam aboim. Altogether, it gets to 40. Why? Why? You ask why? Kemenyin Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad. How much is Hashem Echad? Hey, is. Yeah, you'd give off, okay, yeah. Echad. She'olim shloishim v'teish, that's 39.
39. Ve'im Hashem plus one Hashem. Hem Aboim, that turns out.
So it's 10 and 10 and 10 and 10 is also 40.
Yeah.
1 into 7, 11, 26, 30.
No, no, but he's asking if the point is you want to get to 40 ultimately. So the question asked is, well, why do you do 7, 9, 11, 13? Just do 10, 10, 10, 10. You'd also end up being 40. I don't know the answer to that. I know it's interesting. Yeah.
7, yeah.
10, 10, 10, 10. 7.
I know, it's a good question. It must matter. Yeah. I think the Mishnah Berurah does mention something. There is a reason.
This
is
connected with 613, isn't it?
Where is it? Mishnah Berurah. Ah, Sifkon Ayin, that's where it is. The Kavanah is B'Sheni Shmoinu, yeah, 1 minute. The Shiva Shmoinu, Shem Shel. Shloisha says Gimatia Echod. And Shmoinu is, the 8 is, Shiva Shmoinu is the name of Yud K. Yud K. 11 is Tzeru V'Shem Shel Avaya. Yud K Vav K. Yeah, each set has got a name in its own from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say that. He says Yud K, 13 is Gimati of Echad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Okay, but if you can think of any other interpretations, we might be a good topic for Thursday. Yeah, no, but it is interesting. I don't know. It's interesting. The meaning is to have a double knot after to make a double knot that it should stick strong. Yeah. Yeah. No, so it is not halacha l'mishmi Sinai. Halacha l'mishmi Sinai implies that it is nearly on a deraisa level, on a very high halachic level. This is not the numbers, the figures that we have got are not so crucial. If a person wants to do different, like there are some other minhagim as well, it's fine. What's important is in terms of Shulchan Aruch, what is important is the distance. And it's the fact that you got the proportions, one third, two thirds. You got the importance of having 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 double knots. You got the importance of the distance between them being equal distance. That's what's really important. The fact that you do 7, 9, 11, 13, that's the minhag. But, okay. You know, does Sfardim have different amounts? How much do they do?
I don't know.
Right.
I know.
Are you asking one agudal?
Agudal,
which is the equivalent of one agudal is one thumb, and that's 3 to 4 centimeters.
Each of those things is agudal.
Yeah. Can you just send a picture to him? Okay, so that's that. Abisai, so again, I just want to summarize this because that's really the key point. It's really easy. It's really easy to do tzitzis. It's really easy to do it, and it's fun to do as well. You buy a packet. You'll see 4 strings.
It never comes out even. I do the book thing that you showed.
You've got to do that.
It's never even.
You've got to start off with, you know, Blined I'll bring tomorrow, so we can. You take four strings, you put them through the double hole, you put the weight on it, you take the shamash on the side, you make a double knot, one knot, a double knot, then you go around seven times, you make a double knot, you make sure it's the right size, you make a double knot, and you carry on 7, 9, 11, 13. You make double knots in between, and then afterwards you'll see they come out great. Yeah, of course. The bracha l'shem mitzvah
tzitzis, yeah. The thing is, can you do it at night?
Yeah, so the halacha we pass. Yeah, very good. L'mayis is the post kima matzah to do it by night. Yeah, it won't be a problem with tassim l'mayis. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, this part is done in all instances by hand. You can't use machines. I don't know if there is machines to do that. There's other parts which can be done by machines and is done by machines, but this actual part, I don't think it's physically machines that can do it.
Kavanah's
Makif. Yes, yeah. It's he's got to be done Lashem Mitzvah Sitzis.
It's
You've got to have Kavanah. So you're saying that just like the Kavanah would be sufficient for other parts. Yeah. Now, I know that. I think that technically speaking, mechanically speaking, I think that. I don't know if it's possible. Okay.
Details.
Yeah, okay, fine. So we leave that for tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. I also want to just strongly recommend, I really feel it's really, really well worth it to watch. I just did again, it's so brilliant. He explains it so clearly and well, and it's beautifully designed and done. I strongly recommend, I'm not getting percentage from this, but if you go to Torah Life, there's one particular session on the production of tzitzis, the doing of tzitzis. Pardon? No. It's Rabbi Dan Roth.
Dan Roth, sorry. Yeah.
You log in. It's free. Torah Live. You do not need to pay for the videos.
Is that what you don't need to?
You don't need to pay for that.
No.
I don't know about YouTube. I don't know. No, you don't have to pay. You can donate, but you don't have to pay. You go to Torah Live, and you look at the one tzitzis, and it's about five of them. Each of them is brilliant. It's well worth your time well spent by going through it. And if you can't access it, I was even thinking that we should perhaps show it over here, especially that part of it, the doing of the tzitzis. But I strongly feel it's well worth watching.
Well, it shows
all parts of it, really from the beginning. Can you? Okay.